guys, here we are. Welcome to the Mac Effect. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me and in something that means a lot to me. This podcast, this channel has been a part of my dream for many, many years. I recently started working on it for, you know, the last couple weeks, giving you all the excuses why this channel was just not going to be about, or why wasn't it time for me to start it. I didn't have this, I didn't have that, I didn't do this. But as I was sharing it, especially with the individuals in my house, my wife and the kids, and I would always hold them accountable to stuff, they eventually started holding me accountable to stuff. And they're like, hey, Dad, you got to either launch it or let that dream die. What's going to happen? And honestly, it's been scary. It's been something that I've been holding off for probably about 5 or more years. And again, it's the fear in me that just told me what for, what's the reason. And it holds you back from so much. But God knows why. And God knows the reason. And honestly, I couldn't be more happier myself. I'm not done. I have more stuff to do. I want to put some stuff in the background. I want to, there's just creative ideas that I have, and then topics that I just want to go off on. But I'm excited. And at the end of the day, I just want to welcome you guys and express to you guys my vulnerability, because I want this channel to be something where I grow. But I want this channel to be something where you grow. I want the podcast to take you to places or make you start thinking of questions in your head that you've never asked yourself before. And it's not just going to be religion. It's not just going to be about God. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. God is my foundation. God is my rock. That is where I stand on and sustain a lot of my faith that projects into my real life, like decision making, how I discipline, how I speak, how I communicate. I'm not perfect. I still, you know, need development in many areas, but this is what this channel is going to offer, is vulnerability and honesty. I believe through vulnerability, our character can be molded. It will develop us in a special way. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, because I wanted to help people out so bad and so much. It's a passion of mine. It's in my heart. Not going to be perfect. I could even fail you guys at some point too. But at the end of the day, it's about nudging each other and then seeing where that takes us and where we can grow. I do want to start by helping men first, eventually lead to marriages and relationships and so many topics that you can touch in there. But I do want to start with men, and not necessarily meaning that women shouldn't tune in, but definitely encourage your men to listen, because the truth is, I am aware of how I grew up in the household that I come from, where communicating and feelings is something we just do not want to talk about. We'd rather just pretend like everything is fine, maybe silent treatment for a day or two, show up with a gift, and then expect that the marriage and the relationships are just going to go back to normal before all the insults and stuff happened in the days prior, right? So I really feel like God has told me, hey, man, lead by example, be vulnerable, show people what is it that the process that you have gone through, because I used to be that type of person. I used to be the one that would tell Jackie, I don't want to talk about that topic. There are certain things that we don't need to communicate. Like, I don't get why you want to talk about this. This is embarrassing, but this is what the channel is going to be for your growth and for my growth. I'm growing just because I'm not even used to talking to a camera. It's a little bit uncomfortable to do this, but let's grow, man. The only way we're going to develop is by doing new things, and new things is what's going to get us to newer places, right? So let me share a little bit about me and where I come from. So I was born in the United States. I was raised in Compton for about 24 years, but I would go to Paramount as far as the school system goes. So although I was raised in Compton, I was kind of also raised in Paramount. You can make the debate with that. I don't really care, you know, but my parents, both of my parents, are from Zacatecas. My dad is from Momax, Zacatecas. Shout out to Momax. And my mom is from Valle Nuevo. It's like a small, like literally it's not a town, a pueblo. I confuse these things, but they eventually moved to a bigger place or a closer city called Tepetongo. So shout out to Tepetongo as well, guys. So that's my background as far as my ethnicity goes. So I've grown with that culture, but it doesn't mean we're just going to stick to one particular culture. I want to learn from your cultures and see and grow from there. But like I was saying, you know, born and raised in United States, Compton, growing up in Paramount, I went to Paramount High School. So that's another shout out, Paramount High School. Once a pirate. Yeah, you already know, always a pirate. So that's who I am. What class? Well, why do we have to talk about that? Like, you know, we don't need to know what class I graduated from. Es que ya nos estamos siendo viejitos. But class of 2004. I can't believe people can make that sound effect with me. I remember making that sound effect to people and, oh, it hurts, man. It hurts. But I've never really described myself, so it's kind of hard to like even say more, but I'm a big sports person. I love watching sports. I used to be way more competitive than I am now. Now I can kind of care less whether the teams win or lose. Like, it hurts still, but not as much as before. Like, before I would, like, cry about it and get very, very mad about it. But it took some time to realize, like, these guys are the ones making the millions, not me. So why am I stressing over this? You know, like, if this is their problem, not mine. I got my own. Like, LeBron does not care of the situation that I am going through, you know, in football or whatever, but... Again, it's tough. Maybe you guys can help me out by asking questions too, and then we can definitely answer those for you. So my vision, my goal is to hopefully have episodes for you guys every Tuesday, and then on Thursdays I want to do Q&A's. So you guys will send in your questions and I'm going to try to answer them as best as possible. And then have these for you to listen to or to watch, whatever is your preference. And then we pretty much take it from there. All right. And then I just kind of want to guide you a little bit more as far as what's to be expected this season and what will happen next season. Okay. So the reason why I'm passionate here is, as a man, I remember struggling in areas in my marriage that I didn't understand. Even before I got married, I wasn't really helped and developed as far as, you know, oh, what you're going through is this, and this is why you're feeling like this. No, it was just kind of figure it out and do what you got to do and then grow from that, right? And society paints a picture. Success is you grow up, you marry, you have a kid, or you have kids, you have a house, you have newer cars. This is what success is painted as, and you're a successful person. And make sure you're a provider, because if you're not a provider, you're failing as a man. Man, that's such a tough thing to... now that I know, it's such a tough thing to understand, because there's not a one-way method to get there. There's thousands of methods to get there. What works for me doesn't necessarily mean will work for you. So... it's just so complicated, but no one ever expressed this, and this is what I want to eventually get to. So as the episodes progress and I show more, we discuss more topics, I want to just share with you a little bit of the topics like we're going to be hitting, or I want to hit first. Helping men, right? I want to help men understand. I want to help men to listen. I want to help men to learn how to speak. I want to help men to learn how to plan. I want to help men to learn how to grow. As you can see here, I have also a book that I am reading, or I'm going to start reading. I just bought it. It was a suggestion from a friend of mine, so I'm going to give that book a try and then grow from it as well. But these are things that no one teaches us. No one tells us this is how you can become a better person. And I didn't know if you become a better person, you become a better man. Becoming a better man, you also become a better husband. Becoming a better husband, a father, and so forth, right? But you think, like, if I'm just a good husband, or at least I thought, if you're just a good husband, then you're a good person already. Or if you're a good dad, you're a good person already. But you can be hurting so many people and developing your kids wrong if we don't give each other the opportunity to listen, grow, understand, learn how to speak. All these things happen with me through mentorship and counseling. Understanding, oh, my way of thinking is not always the correct way of thinking. And that's why I want to be a support for men. That's why in my next episodes, there's going to be more opportunities for engagement. Again, questions. Because I'll be able to help answer those questions. And even if I don't know, I'll definitely be able to source it with my mentors and counselors and people around me. Even I could source it with Jackie and be like, hey, why does, you know, and we learn. Excuse me. So that's a purpose, right? And I'll give you an example, like the episodes that are to come, right? Like one of the episodes is individual growth. What are we doing as men to be grow individually? And really ask yourself that question. What are we doing? And these will start to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Because if you were like me, that first answer is going to be nothing. I'm just going to work, trying to get raises, trying to get more money, and I'm just trying to level up bank-wise. That's all I'm trying to do. It's okay that that's what you've been taught to do, but now I'm trying to challenge you and say, what can we do to elevate that a little bit more and push us, right? Because we're comfortable with that's easy to do because I just get to work. Oh, even though I don't like it, it's not that easy. I get it. It's not that easy to get up and go to work. I've done it. What I'm saying is, why not take that next step to show your kids and your wife and lead by the example that God has called you to lead, right? Well, it's a good subject. Men's feelings. Why are we not comfortable to express ourselves? Or why is it that, and I notice this on a lot of men, especially on my wife's side of the family, the minute you ask a difficult question, they start laughing. They start laughing like in a sense, like that's the way to deter from either answering or deflect from feeling. Isn't that crazy? So that's going to be another episode. Secrets and infidelity. That would be another topic that we will probably hit. Lack of maturity. Another episode. We're going to talk about pornography, lust. Men, we have a thorn on our sides that we need to really be on top of. This, and I don't know why I'm feeling it in my spirit right now, but this is the deadliest thing to your marriage, to your children. This hurts so many more people than what you think. Those are the episodes we're going to hit, guys. Generational chains. Men, we got to come to the realization that we got stuff that we got to break. We got stuff that we need to look at and say, man, this needs to change with me. Even if it hurts, even if it has to take you back a little bit, set you back a little bit. And I'm even saying set you back financially a little bit. We got to do it. Because I'd rather sacrifice a year or two now than to keep doing it for 10 more years, 20 more years, and then eventually have to start it later. And I don't know why I feel this. Like, even in people that have gotten remarried, I'm remarried to the same woman, but remarried. We never really divorced. And again, we'll talk about those things. But it feels like a second marriage. And in this second marriage, I realized what I was doing wrong in the first one. How I was blindsided by just thinking what I was doing was right. And that's another episode that we're going to talk about. And what are you sharing with us right now, Mike? Well, what I'm sharing with you is what's to expect this season, what you're going to see from me, the vision and the dream that I had in my heart, how now it's becoming, how it's developing and unraveling, which I'm grateful with God. You guys don't know how many takes I've done to try to get this, but there were some of them where I was breaking down before I even started, because I'm breaking free from fear, and I'm breaking free from even believing in me. Lack of confidence. Men, we walk around this world like if we have confidence, and sometimes our mean mug face is not because we're confident, because we're protecting, we're hiding, we're in a defense mode. You can't hurt me if I'm in defense, right? How do I know this? Obviously, I'm a man, so I know. Being negative, saying negative things, negative comments, talking bad about others, chismeando. We'll have a debate. I'll put a poll there to see, just to try to figure out, you know, who, because it's in my heart as far as to think, like, I wonder who. The point that I'm getting to is, ¿quién chismea más? ¿Men or women? ¿Quién chismea más? ¿Los hombres o las mujeres? Because there has gotten to a point where I have been in groups of men, and I'm like, man, dude, this is a little bit worse than with women. I don't know. Pero ahí se dan, porque don't just think, women, don't just think you're superior. Like, no, ahí se dan. Ahí se dan. So, yeah, man, that's the dream. That's the goal. That's, you're watching it, and I am so excited that you're here watching it with me. It blesses me that you're a part of it. And I also want to share with you. So, hopefully, that's going to cover pretty much first season with men. Second season, I do want to start bringing in guests. I do want to have people come over, share testimonies as far as things that they've gone through, share tips when it comes to financial freedom and help that people need, how to even balance a checkbook if it's needed, or how to shop for insurances, things that are in my heart that for some people can be pointless, but I know some people need to know how to do this. And if it can save you $50, $100 a month, hey man, you just got a raise. What are we going to do with that money? And let's invest it in something that's going to make us grow and get out of the place that we're in, right? Many things. I will have a, well, for sure, there will be a special guest next season. The one and only. I got to add a drum roll. I don't know how to do that. But I will have my wife. Yeah, you guys know her as Jackie Rivera. I know her as Jackie Campos. We can debate her last name all you guys want, but it doesn't matter. But she will be here, and we will talk about our marriage. We will talk about our separation. You're going to hear some stuff that are raw on her side, and I'm going to share my side, because it wasn't just her that went through hell and pain, and I hurt her. I was hurt too, and we will go through that. Now, one thing I do want to share is we will be vulnerable. We will share things that are painful that we have healed from, but at times you don't know whether you have or haven't, so you have to be careful in how you linger. So we will do our best to be as open as we can, but at the same time, understanding that we need to protect primarily this house first. So we'll see where that goes when it leads to, but she will be in that season. And whether I'm thinking it might take a couple episodes too, because it's long, guys, like marriage. And I know marriages are going to tune in for that for sure, because it's going to help you guys grow and hopefully connect as well. But yeah, guys, what do you guys think so far? I want you guys to do me a favor. If you guys can subscribe, again, this is weird, but subscribe, hit the like button, comment. I only know these things because my kids watch it on YouTube all the time. But add it to one of your favorites. Share it with other people. I want to help it grow as much as it can grow. And any comments or topics that you guys want to for me to cover and share, please send them to me. I'll definitely read them, and we'll definitely, like I said, Tuesdays is going to be, or I don't know if I shared this with you guys, but Tuesdays is going to be my goal to release a new channel podcast on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. And then Thursdays, I want to do Q&As where I answer your guys' questions, try to keep it in depth, but at the same time, nice and easy for you. Or if we need to really dive in, we can definitely do that. And we will be a source where, and I say we because it's my wife and me and my family, but where if you need help finding help, whether if it's through us or if I can guide you and send you to the right direction, we're going to do it. But please like, comment, subscribe, all those things that you guys know you guys already do for other channels. Yeah, let's do it for this one. And hopefully the Mac Effect can be something that becomes a ritual and something that you do consistent. So grow with me, guys. I'll grow with you. Welcome. Can't believe this dream has came true, but I'm so thankful with God. Let's get it.